Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. And I don't know what's up there. Beyond the sky, it's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
That is so wonderful. Sam Cooke. And this is a legendary song. I so appreciate because it expresses a number of valued points for inspiration. I have to just keep on loving this tune. I want to thank you for tuning into the program today. It's an opportunity that we have to be alive on this day. And if you should think about what is the value of our lives, that is something that we are to think about only when we set ourselves in a position to think in the context of, you know, things, information inside of us, not yet known to our conscious mind. So when we settle down to think about reality, and of course, reality cannot come from anything but recorded history. Because you're talking about AD and Adamani is an era that came about when? 2021 years ago. With all this story about Jesus, and of course, it is said that Jesus is the one that come and make all the difference in the world. That's a lie. And I was traveling along and listening a radio program, you know, black people radio program. And, you know, the fact that I grew up in church until I was an adult from about age 7, I have to remember what it is, what that experience is, because I do remember the things that I have learned in history, I mean, realistically. And I know that people may be listening to me that may say, well, then, yes, history said this and blah, 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 but guess what is happening? Because of the circumstances we grew up under, what we are taught about reality from the Bible and wherever else that is influenced by the Bible. You know, that's the problem. When you talk about there is a problem, this is the problem. Because when you have people come in with a different understanding, different like those, like what the people like Caesar Augustus and all of his cultural people them behind was going out. And the reason why we know about like Caesar Augustus is because they are sodomite criminals. And doing what? They were not just sitting on the city over in the east side of Europe. They were not just over there on the city. They were making a lot of trouble and making trouble to destroy civility. That's what are about. And they have done everything to give the world an impression that they are about truth. They are about love. You don't want anybody talk about love more than them, but you don't want anybody talk lies that blow the so-called truth, whatever they are talking about. Blow it totally out of context where we should think that they're telling the truth. The lies that they tell and the wickedness that they do. Listen to me. If you feel like white people are okay among black people, let me tell you something. You have not read a history that tells you about civilization. Because civilization came about some 200,000 to 300,000 years ago. And what do we have to do with civilization? Blood. Blood. When these white people write about Jesus' blood, they are telling a lie and they know that they are lying. Why would they be doing that? Well, it is a situation that we must read about, not in our Bible. Because the Bible is not a record of anything in the past. Problem, when we believe what the Bible is saying and say we believe it by faith and believe in Jesus by faith and all of the corruption that brought Jesus' idea about. We believe in that. And believe we were born in sin and shaping iniquity and Jesus in due season come to die for our sin. I thought the whole thing was true. Tehran, you know, after I know just about everything in the Bible to know, over half a century, I begin to read and find out, my friends, we don't know the world that we originated Black people do not. Few people have read and understand. And then those who have read and understand something is wrong, you ask me, how much progress have they made in trying to reverse the old thing? How much people you hear talk manifest that they know the reason why we are in the position that we are in and what we are supposed to do as a people? Now, we never go to war with anybody. These white people come and take our assets. Before they go out, they say they're controlling us. Now, what they do, if you as an African person look at what they do and think that they are civilized, then you gone uncivilized too. Not because you were born uncivilized, but they came along and they messed up everything about what you think and what you have to believe in and what you have to do. And that's the reason why our brain is damaged and we don't know and cannot perceive the world, the real world. If you should read about it, where it is recorded, not in the Bible. All right, tell you something, because I am hurting inside, and I cannot hide that. I'm hurting inside. When I go out and I see the buildings that are built to do transactions. Talking about, I am talking to you sitting somewhere in Florida. Right? That's where I am talking to. But I am African, born in Jamaica, in Castries. And listen, the amount of ignorance that is in the established church is enough to destroy us just the way it has. Believing firmly in a crook you don't realize is a crook is likely to take away everything you have and kill you, throw you into some place nobody will find you. That is what happens to a lot of people who believe in 100% criminal, did not know it, right? And that criminal will befriend you. Some of them befriend their victim. Black people are the victims of sodomite white people. And to the point, it's just too many ethnic people have lost their sanity because of the unnatural things that we believe and live our life to, so that we can have these sodomites come and take over everything we have. And like I said, you go out there and look at the establishment in America, that these people who have the business all over America and have all the cash that they did not bring in America, but they come here and start killing African people. What kind of black people are we that allows these sodomite people to come to not one, not two, not three of our settlements, where that they did not contribute nothing to, nothing? We come here with our civilized mind and able to establish agricultural science and everything. They did. You know what? I don't need to tell you to trust me. Don't trust me. Because you have a right to find out if these things are true that I say. But I'm telling you, I'm talking from history. I'm not talking from Bible. I know what Bible is. I grew up with Bible. Until I was like a half a century old adult. So I am not in any kind of way unlearned
when it comes to what the church is and what the Bible is. The concept of it has nothing to do with redemption. Absolutely nothing. Because what they're talking about is God and his son who create heaven and earth and all that. Not even the slightest dust doesn't speak that nonsense. When I come to learn to read enough to understand what the world is in structure and form and the emergence of human civilization. But before the emergence of civilization was established, there was civilization before. By whom? The Indo-Europeans? No. When? How long the Indo-Europeans are in the Caucasus Mountains in Europe? According to history that I follow, they are over there migrating from Africa to Europe. Estimated 1.8 million. That's about 2 million years. All right? And they could not be civilized because they don't come from civilized blood. They come from Homo erectus that will never be civilized. But it's given a certain level of knowledge to exist as a humanoid. Just like you see bugs and all kind of different type of little creatures. Very intelligent, because even ants, if you notice the way ants behave, there is something, there is knowledge in a ant that I covet, can do something that I cannot do. And there are many other little creatures. And you ever seen some little microscopic things moving? And it has a purpose of knowing where it wants to go. I mean, the thing is not an entity that appears like anything could be in that whatever, that little entity that I call it a body. I cannot imagine that little microscopic stuff. I cannot see with my, maybe, what, the little eyesight I have. And what I am trying to say to you, we are here. And the kind of things that are happening on our planet, and who being done by people. And talking about civilized knowledge is really what causes life to exist and make sense. When did civilization came on the planet Earth? Since we can refer to the world history text science portion that tells us where human-like creatures live on Earth is a few million years ago. But when did civilization, as we know it here today, when did that begin? Ask the white people that. Ask white people, when did civilization begin on Earth? Because right now, nobody wants to talk about what happened on the ground. When did it happen? They don't want none of that. They won't be in the place they want to be, because white people in America are criminals. Every one of them. And the reason why some people might not agree with me is because, you know, white people, they are some of the nicest people. And I would not I would not reject that. I wouldn't object to that. That's true. But when you see the criminals bringing their sodomite culture and dump it into an African country, same thing goes for Palestine. They kick out the African people who've been there for thousands and thousands. That's Canaan, you know. And they are knocking down every civilized, orderly society by the African people. That's what these white people are doing. When they talk about Adam and Eve in a garden, they are shoving underneath the root of civilization because they don't have anything to do with civilization. These white people, you check the history of their origin. They don't have no support for civilization as we know it. They are only what you'd consider strangers. They are strangers to civilization. Civilization that works for them, because when did civilization as we know it, where people, beings walking about upon earth, civilized? When did it begin? This is the way it began. They came to earth thousands of years ago. The Bible is telling us it's some ghost out of the body God that creates the heaven and earth in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. Those are the things that they use to destroy the up and growing civilized generation. These white people. You're talking about going back 12,000 years, coming right on to where we are here. It's something happening that we don't know about, and it would be impossible for us to know about it unless something happens. Because they come and make up church and schools and hospital and all these kind of stuff. They have no right doing those things. What the role that white people is playing, and claim they have control over us in all of our communities, they invade every one of our settlements and say they take control. Today, after all these millions of years, not millions, but I mean hundreds of years, like in America, say, after how many generations has passed? You know, maybe like about 8 or so different generations over the past 400 years. And what has the people who are native and these white people that never have language, they never have skills, they never have no civility to cultivate those things. It is a condition under which occur why they today are in a position where they can carry on a lot of functions. But my friend, if they had moved into management of a country, and they did it like they have a sense of equality, seeing that, I said, a honesty and regard towards other people, that would be one thing. They would still be wrong. If they had gone about this like they really love us, and this is our territory, they are coming in, right? They're coming into our territory, leaving theirs. And they are saying that they come for economic reasons. They come to get something. Imagine that. That doesn't make no sense, right? Because they are coming here for what we have, leaving their place. You ever wonder why? Because they were uncivilized and they could not make civilized life for themselves. That's the truth. The thing is, now we are created. Hybrid situation is they are sodomite culture. So there are some problems, hardware problems, that exist that cause the present problem that we are facing today. And nobody, almost nobody know or are willing, if they know a little bit, to even talk about it. Because these criminals, they come and are fortified with every weapon to kill the victim. And whereas they never knew anything about government or law, nothing civilized, period. Nothing that they could offer us when we came about. They had nothing to offer us but between their crutches. Even the asshole, the fuck asshole, they have all that too, that they are ready and willing to do to you. And they are able to displace us, Tilly. In New Zealand, in Australia, even in Egypt, they go and do it too. Not so successful as elsewhere. But then there is Palestine. Palestine is legendary among the other territories that they take from the African people. African people are adjusted to white people treating them as criminals until they don't even look at the criminal like they are criminals anymore. They look at these white criminals like they are honorable. People have lost their minds. You can't tell them that. I'm listening to the radio today and hear the black people I'm talking about. The name of Jesus. Now, what I understand from that, I can't be angry at these people because I know I grew up with that same mindset. But now it is hurting me when I hear that. When I hear a people like myself who is supposed to come now and wake up and understand what civilization is. We represent civilization. The human part of civilization is manifest in us because the gods that created the hybrid people, who is the black ethnic people, Chinese, Indians, Arabs, Hispanic, and so on, the non-white people, the Elohim. Who put Elohim and God in a Bible? It's not black people. If you want to know, it's not black people. Black people don't write nothing about God make heaven and earth in 6 days and rest on the same. Black people, they, you know, there is just no way. If you know any black people who write that, tell me. If you have a good history, certified history, to prove that black people write that, me want to say that history, because the history that is published as the history about black people, it doesn't say nothing like that. These white people coming from 12,000 years ago, over that period that they learned the little civility that they know today. And to prove that they are not civilized. You tell me if you think the Pope is civilized. They established in Palestine. Caesar Augustus. You don't question what Caesar Augustus was doing in our territory. You don't question that. And why black people don't question what Caesar was doing in Palestine? Palestine is not a venue for Indo-Europeans. They come from Europe, right? And they move around. No, they did not move around no further than this city. You see? And it appears to me the reason why they lurk around this city is to get something from the what you call the it is pastoral. The people who who raise cattle and stuff like that. I think that's where they lurk around people, kind of a hunting, and hunt animals. Yes, they learn to do that, and they learn to make stone tools. But there is no technology in those things. So the white people, they never develop mentally to that level, because they are only second development humanity. Second development. Right? Then you have the third development, and higher than that, because the third development that mixed with the God's blood are without limit when it comes to being civilized. Okay? It is because of that association where these white people interbreed with our black people history to make us know these things. They make sure that we don't get a lot of that history that anybody would write to talk about them, because they are not writing no history about themselves for we to know, because they are in a situation where they need to make sure that we don't know enough about what happened behind us. They don't want us to know. Had we known, they couldn't raise up churches and all that and tell us about Adam and Eve in the garden. But because we don't know, they have access, control, information in this way, so that they can begin to control everything about us and don't have the law behind them. The law that is in the world by the beings, the scientific beings that set up human civilization and make we have the possibility of the life we have here today, only done via the zodiacal calendar. The zodiacal calendar, where we come into the world and know about 1 year, 1 month, or 1 week. Well, it is the first calendar, not AD and Adam and the calendar that they talk about is based on Jesus. Jesus is not a basis for any fact. They call the fucking ass Pope Vicar of Christ. When they call him Vicar of Christ, double whammy that they're using. Because Christ did not originate with a European character. So if they are using Christ like it is a Caucasian origination, what are they doing? They are abusing the black people, because they are getting their substance off the black people and later on change it around to mean white people. So they are using Christ. They are using the black people. Anytime they talk about Jesus, they are actually using and abusing the black people. Now you can see what is happening when black people believe and accept Jesus. Your intellect is going away from you, because you're talking something that you don't know, and besides, it's detrimental to you. Jesus Christ never existed. And the reason why it could not exist is because there never was a spirit God creating human being anywhere. So anytime are using their ploy to, you know, unwittingly destroy our intellect. Anybody can go astray if you're not protected. Yeah. This is what is happening. And among the best black people that you can find, they don't know. Because guess what? They are brought up into a generation that the best human being that they can come to be is church. And it's faggot stuff. Now, when I say faggot stuff, you may think, oh, my God, no, no, no. No, that's very disrespectful. Look, let me tell you something. What you call disrespect in this case is being uninformed. Because you really don't know these people. If you knew these people, well, you would have known the history that I am talking about, and even better able to narrate it than I can. But I have the substance inside of me, and I may not be articulate like, I mean, a lot of people. But I have the sense of what I'm saying. And when I say to you that we are in a world where the demons are let loose, they are the ones that produce the Bible. They are the ones that create Christianity. They are the ones that say there is a spirit God. And what do they do in getting black people to be affected? 100 years ago, they set up a system that Africa, the government of Africa, has allowed them to do. Look, these white people can kill us one by one until they kill the last one out of billions of people. Africa don't care anything what these white people do. That I have to start thinking, it seems like these white people must have fucked their ass over here. Because this is what these white people are all about. Fucking ass. A demon-possessed person likes to fuck ass because there's a demon inside of them that knows it. My demon, let me read this to you and see whether or not you'll get the gist of what I'm trying to say. Because this is bizarre. I'm talking bizarre stuff because Jesus died to save you, and that's all you know. That's all I knew, sir. But, you know, we may have someone who we don't know of us. All right? And this has to be the reason why we are having this conversation. And I am saying to you, what is bizarre? Do you think the Pope will fuck people's ass and support the priesthood in the so-called Roman Catholic Church? They protect, even in the what we would consider to be Jehovah's Witness. How many of us, even including me, thought that the Jehovah's Witness are people who live up to a higher standard than, you know, most of the churches? But no, they were hiding the truth. It has come to light now that they are just like the Roman Catholic Church with all of these abominable things. The Jehovah's Witness. They have made up the entire network of Christianity. It's them in whatever kind of dress they wear. Screwing a man's ass. White man, make a dog fuck his ass. Because they teach dogs. They teach even horses to fuck, man. Here is, look. They just keep away certain things from some of us. And they know that there is a wall between the very dirtiest of them and some and those of us who really want to live a good life. So, a lot of the churches are really appear cleaner than the other. they have their different standards. But had we known, we would know that the entire Christianity is a sodomite stuff. So if you don't know that the church, Christianity, Christendom, is a sodomite thing, let me read what the Pope represents here and see if you get an idea of what I'm saying to give you a sense that the church is not a place for you to go as a hybrid African person. You don't go to a church. You seek to push the church out of our country because that's what they use to destroy the African people. And you find out that African people are very tame, believing stuff. Anything you see they support, it's no good. I come to learn that. They tell you misnomer. I call themselves Puritans. Call themselves all the holy spiritual names like they are good people. Abraham, Joseph, Moses, and all that. And then they assume whatever is positive about Abraham. And they're telling a lot of lies about Abraham. And what they are doing, portraying Abraham to the black people like Abraham is good. But then they come in and give Abraham a God that you as a black person in your history don't know that. But now, if you don't pay attention to what they are doing, you forget who you are and the history that identify you. You forget. And then they come in and begin to evangelize the church. And that is how the black people fall into, as it were, intractable problems. Now, I'm telling you, these people, the white people, they have a reason to do it because they have learned civility from us. They learn language. They learn artisan. They learn. They got it from us. Either honestly or as a cook. Steal, because when they overthrow our king right in St. Peter's Basilica, where the Pope is, it's our black people place. It's not there. And they move in and they take hold of every hardware at the Elohim that made these things and lead them back here for us. They come in and take on God and say it is the God that created us, and that's where they rest Christianity. And when did they make Christianity? Because Christianity was not back in the Bronze Age, Neolithic Age. No, none whatsoever. But this is the cleverness that these white people developed by learning to read. Okay? And because they interbreed with Neanderthals, they get to breed connection there. Why? They got some biological attributes into the generation that they breed up with the Neanderthals. Those generations that came about, they are the white people. They are the leaders of the white people. Those before could not do it. But when they interbreed with the Neanderthals, that is how we are having problem now with people who don't like black people, okay? And that they are the ones now to lead us. And somehow, the time it takes for us to understand what is going on, it's too late. So they have us underneath them now. All business that we have, they come here and kill the black people and say they're setting up a government called the United States of America. And you don't see no authority of the black people trying to like tell them, no, you can't do that. Mm-mm. They kill off enough of the black people here and take over the big United States, the big America. And you don't hear anybody. Well, I don't know if you hear anybody else saying these things that I'm saying here. If you do, that is good. That is great. But I have not heard anyone. But that's what I read, though. And I can't say because I don't see or hear anybody else, I am not going to talk. Because what I see into the world is a textbook. It is something that I should have heard when I was a little kid. You know, going to school or, you know, among people in the world, somebody saying to me about the overthrow of a king in Rome, Italy, who founded the city of Rome and all that. Never hear a soul blow one breath about it. When I begin to read this, and remember, I just, by chance, began to read the book that the story is in. The world is a textbook. So you know the world is a textbook is not to be compared with the Bible because the Bible is not an academic certified book. It's no more than a newspaper that you buy in the street. And I'll tell you what, the newspaper holds a better context. You see what I mean? Because I want to tell you something. People can write lies in the newspaper, just like they can write lies in the world issue textbook. However, the newspaper have some things in there that nobody can lie about. The newspaper has more truth, wholly more truth, and beneficial to information that people want than the Bible. Okay? But they come and impact us about Adam and Eve in a garden, and we believe that. And there is no certification for what the Bible is talking about, Adam and Eve in a garden. Don't eat the fruit, don't this, don't that. When you read the history and know those things, your jawbone may lack. Okay? Are open and can't shut. Because it will be difficult for you to digest that those things can be true. I couldn't imagine the things that I come to read and find out could be true. No, I didn't. Now, when you're reading a record, you know when it is a record from when it is not. History is a record of the past, not Bible stories. None. There was no such a thing as no Jesus came from heaven and came to earth to die for sins of the world. None of it is true. No prophet existed that prophesied about a Christ would come into the world. No. And these idiots, they're such an idiot that they write and they, you know, they just throw stuff into that book that please, you know, them. They think that's the way for them to exist and live their life with whatever they understand. And they are sodomized. If your brain is not civilized, you're not going to be a civilized person. White people are not civilized. So it's the reason why they come in and move in. It's wrong for them to do it. They kill you, and they don't think, they say it's God tell them to kill you and all that. And look, what I'm telling you is not something that I said long time ago and it is no more. That's not the case. So if you want to think that the Constitution, you know, is good today, the Constitution is not better than the first day when they said they ratified what is in it. They said they have amendment in there. Right? Few amendments in there. But why did these white people have to say they are making a government, which they are not making no government, because what they are running right now, I prove to you, it's not government. Not by not by any stretch of the imagination. White people don't have a government. They are sodomites, egregious, people without conscience, people who don't know what civility is. They don't know what law and justice is. Be here in America, they'll be over where they originate indigenously. They don't come here and kill indigenous people. So they're taking over, and they're not going back where they come from. Not let you know, look, these idiot fucking batty people, they don't want to go back where they come from because they don't have anything there. And if they have anything there now, it's what they steal from the African people. That's what the world we are living in. Now, all right, I can go there and go fight with my fist and beat these people, can I? No, of course not. I do not. And why I do not want to go out and fight for my rights. I'm fighting for my rights right now, I'm talking. Because what I'm saying is mightier than any kind of weapons they have out there. I would like to dare to see who is going to kill me, talking what I'm saying. Because I'm talking about them, they are criminals and coming here like they own our country. Not one country, but everywhere we go, they decide that they're taking everything away from us, no matter where we are. So, you're rubbing shoulder with white people and think they are right. The reason why they are in your country is because they intend to infestate black people and come with their concept of what life is supposed to be as a sodomite. And they intend to make every African people in the world sodomite. That's a fact. Now, would you like somebody to call me and tell me it's not true? Let somebody call me and tell me it's not true. 347-850-1358. Now, a lot of people a lot of people know for sure. What I'm saying is true. You can't override it. I never heard anybody say these things. But when I begin to see them, I know I have to say. All right. Well, I'm in a position now where people don't like you because you're going against the grain. I'm going against the good grain. Not going against, but I'm going for the good grain. I'm going against the bad grain. These people come from where they come from, and you can't deny that. Why did they come here? What did they say when they come here? If you are defending them, and you think it's all right for foreigners to come and invest all, not one, but all of our African territories, if you think they're in their right mind, now you let me know that. And why you would speak on their behalf. Let bygone be bygone. We are not living in the past. We are here because of the past. Now, stand like this, not about the business. Because you don't understand language and what solve a problem. You can't solve a problem by talking these ignorant, unfounded ideas or notions, right? When you don't know anything. You gonna have to find out how to fix something before you talk and say whatever you want to say, right? So I am saying to you, it is an insane conduct. These people who live on TP, they never have house, they never have a good hut or anything. Tell you with their own self they live on TP, but they don't have any conscience because they feel like when they get to a place in life where they have enough weapons to destroy all of us, they don't have anything to worry about because, look, they are controlled by their endocrine that they have to fuck an ass every now and then and as regular as they want to the point where they will marry another person who only have an asshole. Now, you imagine that you think you're civilized as a black person. What do you think about them who now come into your territory Christians that they are following their own law that they make up as sodomite law. I hope you know that. White people live by sodomite law. They don't live by civilized law. Because they don't follow King David law code. They don't follow King Solomon law code. They don't follow Hammurabi law code. They don't follow Sargon law code. They don't follow Gilgamesh law code. They don't follow Hernamu law code. They don't follow none of that. These sodomites write in a Bible and say green writing. This is Jesus speaking. And I hope that you understand that what I have found, no basis. There is no Jesus Christ writing any red writing in a no book whatsoever. Because Jesus as a character never existed. And you can find what I'm saying to be true by look up the prophecies. And particularly prophecy that actually tell you what a Messiah should have done when they come to fulfill the prophecy. And do you know the prescription that Isaiah wrote so that there would be no questions asked if Christ is real? Given in the Old Testament, you should be able to read it in the New Testament because it would be the experience of the Messiah that the prophet spoke about. The prophet never speak about any man being arrested for any kind of a trouble in Palestine. And that Messiah was a Messiah to just the Jewish people. They can't, whether or not what is written about Isaiah and a prophecy, whether it is true or not, if we must condemn it, we must see that it doesn't say anything relevant, nothing that pertains to African people. It doesn't pertain to white people either. It's not pertaining to anyone. Because they're lying. Lying about the creation, about God make heaven and earth in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. But come to the prophecy I'm talking about conclusively. Do you have a place in the New Testament that fulfilled the prophecies of Jesus coming into the world? The Old Testament never called him Jesus at all. Even the prophecy of Isaiah, it doesn't call him that. Get the clarity for what I'm saying. The prescription that would make sense that a Christ was coming into the world, and after 2,000 years now, he already come, right? We are at the point now, after everything they say happened and done, can we find the fulfillment for it so that we can say it happened? It does not exist. And I'm going to show you the prescription and proving it on the spot. Isaiah 9, 6 through 7. These two verses are the prescription. It's not the first time I'm talking about this. And when I talk about it, you think that somebody would call me and try to talk to me about it? No. I'm using the book. And if I'm using it wrong, what tell me all this amount of intellectual people out in the world, not one of them equipped enough to come on up and say, Tim, I think you have this wrong. And since you have the Bible, read this with me and talk to me about it. I think I would have done that. It's reasonable to do it, right? But why not one of them don't do it? Why not one? Because I am not reading on the fourth grade level anymore. I'm reading much higher than that. And look, remember, talking that, I have a brother with a PhD. And he doesn't know what I'm talking about when I'm talking about this. Because what? you will be shocked to know how ignorant a Christian is. And what do you think makes you ignorant? The concept of believing what you don't know. That is exactly why your life is has lost its civilized value a long time. The instant you believe in Christianity. Because it's these white people establish it. These things didn't just happen overnight. Over 12,000 or more years. Trying to show you is something specific. And if you have a really working sense, you can look at it yourself and decide whether or not this is making sense. If I am talking my own stuff that is not in line with cognitive, civilized understanding, then somebody who knows better, teach me better. But if I'm coming out of the problem that occur in the world, grow up as one of the victims, but I have a resilient mind. We all can turn around if we are thinking sincere and don't follow, you know, bad company. So I grow up interested in what the church is teaching. And for me, it was the only thing to lead me into the way that I would want to my life to be. Okay? It's the only thing. So I wasn't fooling around. So now when I learn certain things and find out, okay, it's my sense of distinct and not bad. So when I see things that are not moving in line with the in the positive context, like what I expected, turn away from the good talk about Jesus and what Jesus, oh, good Jesus is. It's gone to something else. I mean, far contradictory, right? So let's deal with something that is to give you a sense of whether or not I know what I'm saying, right? I swear that I am speaking from the context of what is written in history. And I know the context of the Bible. What is written in the Bible is what I am calling for. That you who believe in it, and you think your belief is true, but have you identified that fact yet? No, you have not. Because you wouldn't remain a believer in something you don't know and then keep on going on believing it. You can't stop believing it. You cannot stop believing what you don't know, because you will have to do something that requires a lot out of you to do, and something that you are not required to do in the church. And the church don't want you to spend time to get answers for things. They do not. The only thing that they may want to entertain is something that is not going to ask them to face a serious question. A serious question that they are not likely to have interest in the answer. That's right. So now prove this one to me. Two verses in this Isaiah 9 that shows the prescription. Prescription, I say. Like the doctor give you a prescription to fill for whatever treatment you're to get. So now you have the you have the prescription in the Bible, because it is a prophecy for telling something. I'm going to find out how much white people care about black people. Would they poison you with words? Would they? You don't think they would poison you with words? You're wrong. You think wrong. Because that's exactly what I'm going to prove to you that they do. Jim Jones carry almost 1,000 black
Christians to Guyana and kill them with the Kool-Aid. And you have the picture until this day. Until this day, you can Google it and see if you don't have it. Google it, Jonestown, and you will see the amount of people, almost 1,000 of them, crawl out on the ground after they drink the Jim Jones Kool-Aid. You don't hear nobody talking about that. You know, and warn people about these people that will pretend that they are divine. So I am proving something to you with the prophecy of Isaiah. Now, these people who put the Bible together, they are not black people. White people do it because it's their legacy. They use black people as the basis and the foundation of God works through situation to save you. That's what the Bible is about. The people who want us to believe that there's saving grace in the Bible is none other but sodomite white people. And aren't they ruling over us? Yes. And make laws and everything to make another world that we don't fit into it. But we are under it, right? Because they realize we don't know. And the Bible that they write and put our character and then switch it off into a white character. We don't care. So something is wrong with our ability to comprehend, to make distinction, and to use good judgment and know when somebody is telling us something that is wrong. Especially about our indigenous origin. You don't let somebody fool you about that. You don't make somebody use a Bible and pit the Bible history and the Bible itself. It's for people that talk us and write a whole bunch of nonsense to fool black people. That's why you have the Pope of Victor of Christ. It does not exist as a fact. They are criminals. They invent that shit. Stop. So let's look at the Isaiah prophecy and see whether or not you have a fulfillment in the Bible about Isaiah 9, 6, and 7. I'm going to read it here. Child is born. Unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Things have we read there that must come to pass. It says the government must be upon his shoulder. That means responsibility he would assume. He tells that he would be born. Right? A child is born, unto us a son is given. Now, you know, this is don't cover no detail. So when they come up with some other things in the New Testament and write all kinds of ideological notion about this prophecy here. Unto us a child is born and a son is given. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. It tells about a father, but it tells nothing about a mother here. If you notice, right? But follow the prescription that must happen when this individual prophesying about coming with power to maneuver and administrate right according to the prophet. Was told, and he foretell this thing. It must happen. And here you say that Jesus come into the world and die for your sin, and you don't see the fulfillment. Otherwise, why do you talk about prophecy that was given, and you have nothing to do with the fulfillment of it? How do you believe in Jesus? And there is no place
in what you're reading and hold as the word of God that you must rely on. You don't see anything in there about the prophecy. So it's not important anymore for the prophet's word to come to pass. Because these white people, the way they do business, they only want to get you involved. Right? So before you get involved, they do what is necessary to make you get involved. There's something else. You see? Something that have like a progressive appeal. You're going from that. So, but you can't throw away the purpose of what you're doing. So it means when the prophecy says that unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. Can you explain how was that supposed to be done when the Messiah comes? Position to believe in Jesus. There are a lot of markers in the Bible that points out to certain statements point out the sense of what is prophesied. You and I, the reader, must be able to interpret according to word and pass judgment upon what it means. Otherwise, what you're going to follow? If you think you are not to judge and make distinction, and you are not to distinguish between what it is saying and what it is not saying, well, you're not qualified to speak of Jesus, at all, because you need to give account for what is written, because you don't know what you're following. So government is something you understand and know, and it is saying somebody is coming to take shoulder upon this. And the government is not something that never exists, and the government is not what the Sodomites, they're talking about Jesus and God. The government is, as you read, there was King David. King David was not an Adamani person. King David was never somebody who worshipped a man or theism God. No, you don't say that. But these white people come in, and because they have the brute force weaponry and burn people at the stake and all that. Yes, and use their law, their Sodomite law. They come out from the city and come out from nothing and steal everything we have. And they become powerful. They become powerful. And they don't care about what is true, because what is true is going to interfere with them fucking body. If they begin to see the truth and live morally, they would have to stop fucking body. It's not a joke. When you go out there in the daytime and work and come back home, you go to sleep and get the rest. These white people don't care nothing if you sleep or wake up. They only care if you, well, they want you to wake up because they want you to support their institution and accommodate them. They want that. Yes. However, they don't want you to function at that higher level where you find fault with what they do. No, they don't want that. So what I'm trying to tell you, they cannot go above the capacity of the words that they are using in the Bible. You just cannot. Right? So if you think you have to follow what church says, and you don't care if Jesus is black and all those kind of things, the Bible itself, not even the Bible, don't allow you to do that. The Bible wants you to make error. The Bible wants you to be dull in your understanding. Yes. However, they are concerned that you don't start to fight against what they have as the things you believe and have faith in. They don't want you to throw away that because they call that the faith. They call it the church, the faith. Don't go like that. You can't call anything faith. All right? And you don't believe in what you don't know unless rare occasion where you use your discretion and you go along with a process by putting some confidence in it, you know, to watch it play itself. All right. But the thing is, we have got to remember the structure and the form in the words that are used. And when you don't pay them no attention, you are just a cold believer, a chronic believer. And instead you say knowledge. Instead you ask a person, what is their knowledge about certain things? To ask them, what do you believe? And believe, don't do the job at all. A belief is not pointing you to a subject. You see? It is pointing you to what you assume to be something. And you don't want to be assumed. If somebody tell you, yes, I have this for you, and I can give it to you, or I'll sell you for so much. You see? And you say, well, all right, I'm going to get it. And you say, all right, I'll come and see it. You want to see it. All right? Don't do like me. Don't do like me. Because I ran into a problem back in Jamaica. Believing. Having confidence. All right? And I was doing it, making a sacrifice. A friend of mine, we learned to drive J-O-S bus together in Kingston. And while we were on the training one day, he borrowed a dollar from me. Well, you may say, dollar, I mean, not in these days now, like in America, a dollar can't buy much of anything. But a dollar could buy something substantial. Like going back, it could be like what now? It's about 1970 or so. Somewhere there. And this person I didn't know before. It was the first time I was meeting this guy. And then let's see. Yes, I think I saw him the first time when we trained to drive the bus. So I'm telling you now how, you know, I believe his words, right? I gave him the dollar. And he said, when we graduate and working, he'll give me back the dollar. He did give me back the dollar. He did. But then the job and went back to drive his taxi, he had a taxi. He decided to go back to drive his taxi. And while he was driving his taxi, I was driving the bus. And I pull into Crossroads. I guess I'm coming from Waterhouse. I pull into Crossroads. And here he comes. And he told me he need some money because his baby mother sued him for child support. And the money that he wanted, it was not a big bag of money, but big bag of money for me. And I was just about willing to, like, take out the few dollars that I have. Because he wanted, like, about $60. $60 way back in the 70s. It was, you know, it's a little bit of money. I mean, for somebody who is not worth anything, not working much of anything. Right? But I told him to go to my home and have someone there, my checkbook, so I could write him, you know, whatever I thought I probably had. And I came back and I wrote the check and I gave it to him, I think for $60. And when I probably make the next trip, he caught up with me and he said, you know, he couldn't get the money because it didn't have enough. So I said, all right, well, that's it. So I decided when I was back around the venue in Crossroads to rush and go to the bank. And get him $50. So I got him $50, just about, you know, cleaning out what I have there. Maybe they fill all the account with a few dollars, but I gave him $50. He was satisfied with that. Then he said to me, he said, why don't you hold the cab? I could, you know, like bring the car over, park it over where you live and, you know, until I get the rest. I said, but hear me now. I said to him, but no, but like that doesn't make any sense to me because you need the car to make your money. Whether he was telling the truth or not, but I'm not judging him. I'm just looking on him with a pure heart, a pure mind, and I think he needs help. And that's what I was thinking. So it was. So whether he's working psychology on me, it probably was, but I wasn't going that way. I'm treating him pure and clean. Want to help my brother, that's it. And he's like, I convinced him to take the car and go work, you know, so he can pay me back. Didn't make no sense, but that's the way I operate, right? And he decided and said, okay. You know, he came back Friday. Because that was maybe like Monday, Tuesday or something like that. He came back Friday, $20. So he has $30 left for me, right? Until this day, I never got that $30 back from him. And it's not like he disappeared. He refused to pay. I went to where he lived to collect it from him. And he was in his shower on the outside. And he's saying to me, when man hold boy money, boy must wait. That's what he told me. The reason why I'm talking about this is not that I want to talk about it, but what I'm saying triggered this belief up to now that what I have found that we are not using the word believe. In the linguistic context, the way the church teaches us to believe on the Lord and thou shalt be saved, it's nothing more than anantithia. Look at the word for real and the definition. Look up the definition for the word believe. When I look at it, it forever said the word is what? It is a verb. I mean, back in time when I was a believer, me don't know nothing about, you know, verb and noun and all them kind of thing they too much. But now I'm in business, so I have to know these things. So not until this day. I don't think that guy passed away now. I don't think he's alive anymore. Yes, he did not pay me that money. Now, believing that this guy was telling me the truth, you know, I have to lose respect for him because the goodwill that I put forth to help him and the fact I was working and I put myself in danger with my job to help him that day, right? How much I wanted to help this guy to get out of the difficulty he was in. You want a better friend than me? Now, is that the way you treat a friend? Hmm? Now, something is wrong with the dude. You know that we are in a world of a lot of corruption. 2,600 years of it. Because no church existed in the Bronze Age. No church existed under the BC era. Not even when it came down to BC first. BC first ended 1 minute before midnight. And AD Anno Domini kicks in 1 minute after midnight. That's when these white, honest, batty fuckers screw up the black people's lives. Until this is where we are with it. Okay? And they make our procedural understanding of society and civilization gone to the dumpster. Because them not have no sense to carry on governmental administration for all people. No. You know that the government that is in America, they call it United States. Do you know? Do you know that it has no authentic government foundation? They only use certain virtues of what African government is. Kingship. These people are so uncivilized that they cannot respect civilized government history in the world. Long before they open their two eyes and understand certain things that, you know, will make life good for them. They're too uncivilized. They think that they can make another world and just abandon what was civilization government. That's where we are. And once they go through the motions and bit, and black people say nothing, that was the fat lady thing. And this is where we are today. This is where we are today. They make a what you call AD Anno Domini calendar and make it based on the birthday of Jesus Christ. That never happened. Reading here of the prophecy. Reading the prophecy here. And I'm trying to show you that no prophecy fulfilled. But yet still, the white people telling you Jesus was crucified. No Bible does not say any Jesus was supposed to be crucified. Say that. And that is only one of the things that the Bible said that never existed. Adam and Eve never exist at all. Don't eat the fruit. Don't touch it and all those kind of stuff. A talking serpent. From you read about a talking serpent. If you were sensible, more sensible than me, when I was reading for a large part the fourth grade level, and even after I was reading beyond fourth grade level, I read about a talking serpent. I should have thrown the Bible into a dumpster. Because common sense should have told me that nothing can go like that. But I was brought up into a humble environment, believing in Christ. You know, I don't get that up there, no. And it happened the right way because you can't get out, called belief, until you learn to read properly. I can't just talk you out of your belief, no. But I'm raising points to agitate your mind for you to think, does your judgment tell you that a talking serpent exists talking to Adam and Eve? Do you think so? All right. But look, I wouldn't be surprised if you say you believe it, because I believe it all that long time. But how much, how carefully are you read and noticing the words that you're reading in the Bible? What about 1 Corinthians 2, 13 and 14? That says, your mind must be unnatural to understand the things of God because they are spiritually discerned. Do you think that is true? Do you think your mind can be unnatural and you see things and read and understand better? It never will. Your insensitivity to words will forever carry you down and make you believe everything. It's not true. So I'm reading the next verse to you. The mighty God, the everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. That's what the Messiah, according to the church Bible, that's what it would. But remember now, it doesn't give us no name, no real name of this Messiah. He don't say Messiah, he don't say Jesus, he don't say none of that. He said, unto us a child is born, a son is given, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. It is implying that this is going to be a male person in the form of a King David. You know, because it's going to tell you that he's going to take the place upon King David's throne. So we know about King David in the Bible, but not only in the Bible, King David is recorded in real certified history that there was a king, and king, it does not originate in Europe. King only originates in Africa and spread out to Mesopotamia and other places where the government, before the Sodomites knew anything, that they could start a government for them Sodomites. There is no civilized Sodomite government, but here we have some. They don't call themselves, a few of them call themselves kings, like you talk about the Queen of England, and then if her husband ruled, he would be a king. But our history don't speak of a queen ruling. It speaks of a king in a bicameral chamber with elected and selective deputies. A woman can be the king in this sense. But so the Bible don't give you those that distinction at all. But a woman can rule as a king. You see, there is no stipulation between the woman and a man executing the same law over a society. The woman has the same right to rule as a king. So we are not in, I mean, we don't learn from history. A woman is kept under a man. No. Women are just as exalted. They have their role. There's a distinction between women, but not when it comes to ruling and these kind of activities. A man has his thing, and the woman has her thing as well. But those are allowed. Okay? A woman is a woman, a man is a man. But when it comes to government rule, there's no distinction there. All right. So now we're talking about the prophecy of his increase, which means as a king, of his increase, of the increase of his government and peace. You know that Jesus said he did not come to send peace. In Matthew 10:34-38, Jesus said, don't think that I'm come to send peace with a sword. Why is Jesus? His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Right? For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Why is Jesus saying that, think not that I am come to send peace, but a sword? It is also spoken by Jesus in the New Testament that the kingdom of heaven, talking about his father and the administration of the government in heaven, his father, he says that he will be a mighty God, everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace, to send peace upon earth, but a sword. And his father, Jesus said, is like unto a man who has 100 sheep, and lost one of them. He went out and looked for the one, and when he found it, he came back home rejoicing. Now, do you see a contrast between that behavior and the behavior where Adam and Eve sinned by eating the fruit? And God, one word to them to correct them and to let them carry on the work that he wanted them to do. Why God didn't do none of that? And Jesus is saying the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man who will go out to find the lost sheep. Wasn't Adam and Eve lost? If God is setting that as an example, he's acting like a sodomite. And so is the God in the Bible a sodomite character. Because when it says God has a son, it doesn't show you intermingle with no woman to have a son. It leaves you and I to think that God made the son out of nothing. The son out of dust, like he created Adam and Eve out of dust, right? Listen, my friends, it's just that when we don't know the civilized history, we are attached to the shark. See? And we're gonna get damaged, we're gonna get our brain ash and all kind of thing, so we don't think good anymore. That's what these things in the Bible represent. Because it's talking about a beginning that never happened. And they're talking about God and Jesus making heaven and earth, which is impossible to happen. Sim is about almost 6 billion years old. This solar system alone that we are in, with a sun that is shining over our heads. Now, why would they be telling us, as you know, a people who just get a little civility the other day and are not full civilized, human beings, and they're going to talk about, God and Jesus, God who created Jesus before he make the world. White people are really, they are the most uncivilized criminals that exist. Because they think that they should tell us that, except they think that the extreme of those lies will put us right where they want us. If we believe that, that's it. They manage to get the world full of people believing all these kind of nonsense. And now it is hard to change that, because the amount of people who are inculcated with these old bunch of uncivilized nonsense, they're not going to overcome it. My parents died and gone. They never questioned Christianity. So, I am saying to you now, asking you the question, that we have these kinds of contradictions in the Bible. Terminal contradictions. Because there's just no way you can continue on into Christian with your Christian belief. Because when you were content that Jesus exists, you believe it by faith, But you come up with contradictions in the Bible that you can't bite those things. You can't chew those things. And the only solution for you is to set aside the belief that you have and abstain from that belief. And what do you do next? Read to find out if those things can be true. But at least you need to abstain from believing things you don't know because you're in bondage. When you're upholding belief and think there is something there, and when you're dead, you're going to see Jesus. That's a dangerous thing. Prove all things. Even the Bible tells you that. Prove all things, hold to that which is good. How do you know to hold to what is good and you don't prove it is good? Doesn't make any sense. History does not walk down that lane. History don't ask you to believe it. It's to tell you a fact. It exists. And it's for you to live with that. Now, what I'm trying to say to you, if you face the judge, and the judge, in all honesty, find out you're talking rubbish. You know? The judge cannot look on the person you are challenging and tell you you win the case. You speak truth. The judge cannot do that. See? Because the judge see, according to the representation, your testimony, everything lines up. Now, in this case with the Bible, if the Bible is only to tell you to believe in something that you will never know in this life, you should be able to, like, think in an alternative about that. Seek to find what tells the truth. Have you ever thought about the proper history? But then you have a problem there, because faith and belief squash belief and faith. Because we are so convinced that belief and faith is really what holds us unto our connection to God and Jesus in our prayers and all that. Whenever the day is going to come when you think that these things may not be right, or when you find out something that is not right, not something that I tell you is wrong, but something you find out, because you are going to gravitate to something. And your own mind tell you this is wrong. And prove it's wrong too. Don't just swallow down stuff like that. Make sure you do search it right. And 2 and 2 is really 4. Right? But when it tells us in the second verse of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. You throw away that and hold on to faith. It is telling you something that you don't need no faith in it. But you believe, you could believe it, then it's going to happen as the word of God. But when the time comes for it to materialize and you would actually see these things if you're alive, you don't keep on believing in it when you can't see that anything a person come and full and do the things, sit upon the throne of David and make life better for people. When you see that happen, you don't keep on believing that. Now you know. Knowledge. Increase of his government and peace. There shall be no end upon the throne of David. Is that a lie? I mean, come on. Can this be something else? No. It shall be no end. All right? Upon the throne of David to order it and to establish it. Oh, you use your faith and belief and brush that aside. This thing must be fulfilled. Otherwise, what are you on to? Nothing. Upon son of David to order it and establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth forevermore. So tell me now, have any of those things that I have just read is the prescription of the prophet? You are out there, you're a Christian, and you believe. The only way you're not shaking from what I am saying is that you have too much faith and belief. Too much faith and belief in nothing. And all what is going on in your head is a bunch of worms wiggling up into your brain. Believe in something and have faith in it, and you don't know that thing to be true. These things are to be fulfilled, and you are seeing the gravity and of it 2,000 years later. You should be able to see that somebody came that time and create and have done what the prophecy says, sitting on a throne of David as a prince of peace. Okay? That should have happened. That's what we should have read. And not sodomite killing the black people in Palestine and bringing a Jesus until this day. They still have the land. We still have our land. And how do you think, how do you have this Jesus of love and save your soul? And these people who are perpetuating these things, they take away every settlement that we have. They do all of these things. How do you stand to have Jesus based on that? It's because you think that black people help to produce this Bible, right? That's not true, because it has nothing in there that is in line with our certified world history. Nothing at all. Just simply nothing. So, to have a change of life for something that is more glorious, better, what more you want? You can't tell me that, you know, to change for the better is not a better thing. That's what I did. I changed from this nonsense that the Bible is talking about, and it is contradictory in language. So that's how, you know, I find out that the Bible was, you know, a corrupt thing, and then, you know, I have to, like, put it away. I do put it away. If you don't think that you are to put the Bible away because you don't find reason, well, that is what you have found and can't take away what your understanding is. But be diligent, you know. Be diligent in what you're doing, because if you do not begin to think earnestly, apply your judgment, you know, you will never find out any. You will never get where you are able to develop a greater knowledge of the world you are living in, you know. Mm-mm. You are not going to do that. And we need the knowledge, really. You know, we need the knowledge. We do need the knowledge. You know, no joke about that. And that is what I really want to bring to your attention. Really want to bring it to your attention. I'm not forcing you to believe or to have knowledge. But I know where I'm coming from, and I know what I would like to achieve in my heart, you see? And if you're not if you're not jealous about that, I am. No joke about that. I am very jealous about it.
You have to know when something is not true, okay? Because when you believe it is true, you know, there is something in you that holds confidence in it. See, and if you don't start make distinction between things, so no, say, you read where Jesus says, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man who lost a sheep and go and look for it and find it and come home rejoicing with it. And then you find out that Adam and Eve in the garden use something of God's action to see if what Jesus said about his father makes sense. Or God is working contrary to who his son say he is. So this is enough to let you know there is no God that have a son that would speak wrong about his father for somebody to find that out. Say something is wrong. Because God should have done something to encourage Adam and Eve to walk in the upright way. Didn't make not even an attempt. As a matter of fact, God was, they wrote and show God was so pissed off. But God was stupid before he got pissed off at them. Because guess what? We don't see anything that they wrote show a preparation for Adam and Eve. Like they had a dwelling place or anything like that. There is nothing that the Bible shows that God made for these people. And when they had a nice dinner, as a matter of fact, they should have died of hunger because God said, you know, put more than one cherubim. And who is cherubim? Poor me, don't know. Until this day, I don't know what a cherubim is. But these sodomite white people, they write anything in the Bible and think black people will believe it. Right? But why would God be a good God and setting, I imagine, angels? I imagine that angels that you can't see with your naked eye. But God put these cherubim in the garden, not one of them, and turn them in every way to watch and God, like Adam and Eve are criminals. Reading the Bible is to let you know that, look, a whole bunch of foolishness in the Bible, but when you are not suspecting to actually identify foolishness, and you don't think no foolishness is in there, you just go on, it's a mystery, you don't know, God will reveal in time, and all those kind of stuff. No, that's not the way it works on this planet. Your words control everything. So, it's going to cost you a lot of serious thinking to know when you see foolishness. And it doesn't matter where you're seeing it. Once you get the context of the thing, you will know whether or not it makes sense or not. That command, you can't give to nobody else. So, program. And it's going to be a hard thing for one to come to a greater understanding. Because I'm telling you about the Pope will apologize for sins of Catholics. Pope John Paul II will make sweeping confession Sunday of the sins of Catholics from antiquity to modern evil. Do think of Caesar Augustus. You think about that guy. What was he doing in Palestine among the black people there? He was invading black people. At that time, they called black people Jews. Not today. Although the Bible is still saying black people were Jews. Yeah. They don't care. They're still calling themselves Romans, and they were never Romans. Okay? They are calling themselves Jews, and they were never no Jews. I don't think black people are any Jews either, but that's their writing. That's their representation that black people were Jews and white people were Gentiles. They are
self-serving. All these things, they are written. We should prosecute them for writing all these things about us, but we have not had any enforcement of kingship from doing the first thing in Italy, and that is to attack the king and kick him out. That's where democracy comes from. You hear them talking about democracy. Democracy comes from 509 BC, where they take over the military and take over the dress code for the military and pretend that they are a Roman administration. That's what they were doing. So when they overthrow Palestine, whose name were they using? Romans. That's right. And it's simply because nobody will stand up and bring the truth out on them. That's why they are doing the kind of stuff they're doing. Okay? So what I'm saying to you, if you think the Pope is, you know, a spiritually sound person, or he's possessed with demons, like the demon-possessed man at the gathering where Jesus cast the devil in the swine. All those kind of stuff are not good signs or good things speaking about the Jesus that they're talking about. Because the Jesus that they're talking about is a lunatic. Because why did he cast out answer the prayer of the devil in the man that possessed the man? Jesus cast him out, and the demons came out and talking to him from, you know, intangibly, right? Ghost attack from out of the mid-air and said, don't make us just float around here. Send us into the swine. It shows, you know, that demons, it is a knowledge that demons possess people. And you see a lot of people at times going on with all kind of things. You know, there are people are picking and all kind of things that they're going on with. You know some demons inside of them. Because healthy human being don't behave that way. You have a sick, some demon makes you sick. Okay? And this is what is happening. Jesus had no sense because Jesus did not go look for John the Baptist. What they're writing in the Bible is a nonsense story. Okay? About John the Baptist and Jesus Christ. His fear is here. But we believe it. And it's after I begin to read and find out, you know, when they report to Jesus, this is what the sodomite writing in the Bible. People go and tell Jesus, decide that he has to go out and prophesy. Because Isaiah or Jeremiah prophesy that he should prophesy at a certain place. All of these are all batty fucking lies they writing in the Bible. And black people believe it. Simply because we are deprived of early knowledge in civilization. They are able to come and do this kind of stuff to us. I don't think that they will come that we will grow it up. Well, I grow it up. Because I'm reading now and I find out. No sane people don't talk things like that. Because it is easy for you to catch somebody where they lie. You see, catch them into contradiction. So when people, sensible people are lying, they make sure they don't put anything for you to know that they are lying. They lie in a logical way, so you don't find out. But not with these people that what they write in the Bible. You start reading real good, and you'll find out what I'm saying in the Bible. They're upside down. But because we come in believing, we don't get to see it. You read 1 Corinthians 2. 13 and 14, and you will see, they say your brain must be unnatural. Unnatural brain is no good. No good, no way. Look at the definition, look at it, and you will see what I'm talking about. Because unless you see for yourself, it doesn't mean anything to you. Go and say it. Because, you know, if you don't want to be losing a good thing, so you must get the evidence. And don't think that it is wrong for you to question me because I say I am an expert. The Bible says God is perfect and all-knowing. The Bible doesn't prove that God in the Bible is any of that. Because he didn't see the serpent coming to do Adam and Eve. He didn't tell them that the serpent coming. And he wasn't around to keep the serpent out. You look and you see those things and you find out that the Bible is not talking any truth. See, but the thing is, it's hard for you to think that white people are so, are in that type of a corruption. See them to have that type of a personality, to contrive those things in the Bible. How they spend all their life. You know what? They do it because they knew what they were going to get if they do those things. Turn black people idiots. Right? And here we are. The best of us is trying to get along with Jesus because of what these people have done, manufacturing a Bible like that. Okay? That has absolutely no use to black people. And you may think it's good if there are Psalms and Proverbs and all those kind of things. Those are not what make the Bible useful to anybody. It is the Genesis creation story. Think about it. So, I want to thank you for tuning into the program. And I just wanted to let you know what the Pope have been doing. He's apologizing for. And is you are to determine whether or not the Pope is possessed with demons. My pronouncement is absolutely. There's no question that the Pope is possessed with a whole bunch of demons. All right? He's fucking ass. He probably licking ass, probably licking Philippia to the father. He probably in everything. Why they cover up all of these uncleanness in the church and move these priests around? They don't want to put them out because that's their culture. They're mixing up black people with. When you know that, you don't sleep well at night because you have to fix that problem. Oh, the Pope. Documents, the Pope documents that left thoughts Pope will address, including wars of, they are the head of terrorists everywhere in the world. You would probably disbelieve me, but see here, in centuries gone, they have terrorists, Inquisition, and Crusades. You know, like ISIS today, you might be doubting that the United States is behind ISIS. It's their terrorist group. You see, and what they're doing with military is living off African territory. You tell me one place where you see the white government invade another white country. They will invade people who they think are mixed blood. But otherwise, not proto. And you know, proto, I am finding out when they say Hindu American. No. Proto Hindu European. The proto came in where they interbreed with black people. Between those who lived on the steppe and another term they call those who were not on living on this city. They interbreed up with the black people. That is what caused the problem that we are in today. That is what is causing the problem. It's the reason why you see that the God's paying any attention to people here. When people say they pray to God, they pray to the God in the Bible. It's not the historic God and goddesses that they are praying to. No. And Christianity poisons our minds against our own creators. You know, who gave us our indigenous and inalienable rights? When we realize what they have done, you will know that I was 100% right. They are sodomites. They'll never be civilized like us. We never kill them. We treat them good, interbreed up with them and all that kind of stuff, and we were wrong. That's causing us problems until today. Read Deuteronomy 28, and it will tell you a lot about the same story. Okay? Fortunate for us to have that in the Bible. It shouldn't be in the Bible. You see? But they think that we won't make no use of it. You see? So that's why they exclude a lot of other writing from the Bible. They have a lot in there that they shouldn't have in there, because it is only going to educate sewer people. They come from the sewer. And come talking about their running government and how A.B. and Adamani is a calendar. A.B. and Adamani cannot be calendar because Jesus never exists. And they have that story tied up with a black man that's dead and gone. A black man who never fulfilled no scripture either. There is no place. Jesus is in the Bible saying he don't want to be king. Jesus never admitted to being king. I didn't know until later on. I'm reading and find out. I want to thank you. So I read it to you that, yes, they hurt us. Religion, abuses during the Crusades, the coercion of the Inquisition, disrespect for cultures and faiths in the course of evangelization, affronts to women, races and ethnic groups, and abuses of the rights of individuals. Now, listen to that. Is he saying? And is running the entire corruption mafia of churches. Are they saying? Are they possessed with demons? They possessed with demons. So I read this to you. The gods came to earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment. Under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens, human civilization flourished. Revolutionary advances in art, science, and thought swept through the inhabited world. And they left behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, and awesome, towering structures that stand to this day as testaments to their greatness. Here's another paragraph, but I'll hold that for now. I am telling you, it is a narrow gate to walk through, because we are so infested with all kinds of psychological problems because of the Bible. Come with a new world order, and we believe it, both John the Baptist and Jesus. Okay? I come to find out it's not true. I can in no kind of way embrace these kind of white people snot. You see, and filth. They are to use that for themselves. They wouldn't make it for themselves because they know they don't come from anywhere deserving of that. We do not. Why they preach it to us? They get us involved. And the fact that we get involved, we get destroyed by it. Well, I can't be destroyed now. And it doesn't matter what they want to say. And I am not going to sit here and think that, oh, they're going to harm me for what I'm saying. No. No. I am not Martin Luther King. You see, I was in the church, but I don't come out of the church. And I don't come out of this. They did not leave the church. They believe the white people organization of church is real. Which means they are separated completely from their certified history of origin. You've got to know your history of origin. But they come and fuck us up with Jesus. We have got to get out of it, otherwise die in our ignorance. That's what will happen. All right. I have a little more I should have gotten to you. And I am going to try and see if I can get it on the ground. Why kingship government no longer governs world civilized orderly society? Can you answer that? It was until 509 BC. So why? The world was run by kingship before. What happened now? The Sodomites come in and deceive the black people, and black people are having a hard time to recognize civilized existence. All right. By Michael Grishko. He's going to write this and tell us Michael Grishko.
Let's see.
Okay, here it is. Published November 8th, 2018. Where do I come from? That's perhaps one of the most fundamental questions for humanity. Where you come from? I say, go and read your history. Sumerian, Mesopotamian history. Don't read any other history if you want to find out about the real origin. And make sure you don't read, Ugarit text. Don't read no Ugarit text, because that's what the Sodomites say, right? To counteract our Sumerian history, okay? They are serious about holding on to every one of our settlements and controlling us and make us start to fucking ask. That's what they want. They want us to be Sodomites. It's not a joke. Now, three studies of ancient and modern human DNA are offering some intriguing answers by providing a detailed new look at the complex peopling of the Americas. Once modern humans left Africa about 6,000 years ago, they swiftly expand across six centuries. Researchers can chart this epic migration in the DNA of people, both alive and long dead. But they were missing genetic data from South Africa, the last major stop on this human journey. The trio of new papers, the trio of newspapers published today in the journals Science, Cell, and Science advances dramatically, increases the number of whole genomes from South Africa's indigenous people, both living and ancient. Unexpected migration. The studies published in Cell and Science tackle broader tempo of human movement into South America. In large part, they agree on the big picture. About 25,000 years ago, Native Americans' ancestors split from the people living in Siberia. Later, they moved across a land bridge connecting Siberia to Alaska, making it into the Pacific Northwest between 17,000 to 14,000 years ago. Is the oldest European culture, Minoan civilization. And I want you to understand this. When you talk about European culture today, you're talking about the Indo-European people. So you got to make distinction, because prior to the Indo-European coming into civilized places like in Greece, where you have this the Minoan civilization, I think that's in Greece, right? Come in afterward and dovetail in themselves and replace the Minoan with another name. So now they call themselves Minoan civilization. These white people that we're dealing with today. I found out the hard way because I begin to search and I find out. That's how I find out. The first well-known literate civilization in Europe was that of the Minoan. The Minoan civilization has nothing to do with white people, right? Because we are first, African people are first to live in different parts of the world outside of Europe, right? And they are coming in and seize these places from us and steal all the riches and wealth that the gods leave behind for us, right? The Minoan civilization was a Bronze Age civilization, listen good, that arose on the island of Crete, that is in Greece, right? Yes, island of Crete, and flourished from approximately the 27th century, that's 2700, right, BC, to the 15th century, that is like 1500 BC. That's all they said this civilization lasted. Are you serious? That is what I have to read here today. And I managed to get done. I'm glad that I am able to get it done. And I want to thank you. It is up to you when you hear things to authenticate them. Just don't believe nothing, right? And if you feel like things have not been right, you have to start with the history. Real history that is telling you pre-history, before the flood. Understand? Because white people weren't around here doing anything for us to know. Okay? So go back there and begin to read, and you'll find out exactly who you are, and you don't spell and guess. Then you can start reading the World History textbook. You will understand it better, too. Take good care of yourself. Let's see what I can say here. I go from the west of Greece, the most of the north, yeah. You use my strength, all the words of my mind.
All of the bells are singing.